Good evening and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey. Alongside is Matt Trenton. And I want to thank the people who help us behind the scenes here, and Ryan Elliott and Jenny James for helping making the program go every Thursday evening here at Carson Sports Grill. We've got a good show on hand tonight. We'll be talking basketball and indoor track and field as men's basketball coach Ben McCollum, along with head women's coach Buck Schill, will be with us. And assistant coach on the track and field side, Emily Peterson, will join us, and a couple track and field athletes in Haley Craig and Dustin Ellis will be with us this evening. So again, a good show on hand this evening. Matt Trenton, a little bit of news from Bearcat Athletics earlier today as they announced the hiring of a new soccer coach in Mark Gordon.
Yeah, Mark Gordon joining the staff after Tracy Hose a little bit earlier in the fall stepped away from the program, and Gordon comes in from Ottawa University. Eight seasons, a 113-38-15 record there. Very impressive. In conference play, 68-7-5 overall. So a guy that a very good winning background coming into this Northwest Missouri State soccer program, which really, you look at it, still very early on in its history, only been around for a few years here so far. And and Gordon actually helped start program at Bethany College in 1992 and 1993, so he's been around the infancy of that program, helped Ottawa take it to another level. So hoping Northwest can kind of see similar results there and kind of find some winning ways there on the soccer pitch.
And he also worked, I believe, in Colorado Springs with youth soccer there, ages 8 through 18. So he's got a good background of soccer all the way from the youth all the way through college, and a lot of success at Ottawa University. So we want to welcome Mark Gordon to the Bearcat family, and I guess he'll be with us after the start of the year and get things rolling with his program.
Yeah, chance to get back in January and get on the recruiting trail, meet his players, and start his work with that program. So it'll be an exciting time for Northwest Missouri State soccer, definitely.
As far as basketball goes, this past week, since our show, we've had a trip to Warrensburg on Sunday as Bearcat men's and women's basketball teams faced Central Missouri. The women coming up with a tough loss, but the men really put things together against a very good Central Missouri Mule team. And really, just from the opening tip, they were locked in on that game and just cruised to the victory.
Yeah, and you know, early in the season, non-conference play, going to get some very good teams, some very good scoring teams. Coach McCollum's focus was getting that defense right, and it feels like, especially after seeing them come up and only give up 55 points to Central Missouri in Warrensburg, with the Multi is one of the toughest places to play in the conference, that it feels like they're hitting their stride defensively. I believe through four conference games, they're only giving up about 54, 55 points per contest. So if that defense is playing like that, and you see Justin Pitts continue to do what Justin Pitts is doing, leading the MIAA and scoring 24 points per game, second in assists with 5.4 assists per ball game. So kind of does it all for you there. The offense is clicking whenever he's clicking. Defense is playing very well. So exciting early on here for Northwest men's basketball.
When you speak of defense for the Northwest men's basketball program, they've got a non-conference game coming up next week. They make the trip to Kentucky to face the team they played in the semifinals of the Division II tournament last year in Lincoln Memorial. And they had a heck of a game earlier this week. 156 points they put on the board and went over Mars Hill, I believe. And that's a lot of points. It doesn't matter who you're playing.
And that's 156 points they scored in regulation, John. I mean, those are astronomical numbers. A big win for them there. Set a conference record with 33-pointers made. Took 79 shots in the ballgame. So definitely a good scoring team. They're third in the nation, scoring over 100 points per game. So, you know, that'll be a great test to see how Northwest comes out and slow the game down a little bit, really make them value their possessions. You know, we saw Lincoln Memorial come out and you know, lead Northwest in the second half of that final four game last year before the Bearcats really able to turn things around and got a good performance from Pitts in that ball game to win it by 13. And he saw Fairmount State in the national championship getting up and down the floor. Well, Northwest really shut them down as well, held them to 61 points in the national championship game. And we've seen them against high-powered offenses earlier this year, including a Metro State where they really quieted. So the Bearcats can keep this game in the 50, 60, 70s. It's definitely going to shift in their favor big time.
And when you look at this matchup, probably the top matchup in Division II basketball this year, when you look at number one ranked team in the Bearcats against the number four ranked team in Lincoln Memorial, and I think a lot of people have been looking forward to this matchup. It's going to be on a neutral site in Owensboro, Kentucky, and it ought to be a fun game coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, you made the joke earlier this week that if this were a Division I game, this would be the primetime game across all of college basketball, played across national TV as well. And not not able to see this one on ESPN, but it'll definitely be a big-time game to kind of see how that Division II landscape plays out as the season goes on, to see number one versus number four, and two national championship contenders going at it on a neutral site. So this will be a fun one, definitely.
For the Northwest women, coming off a loss to Central Missouri on Sunday afternoon, they've got a couple of non-conference games coming up on Saturday at Quincy, and then a trip over to McKendree on Monday to play a couple matchups before Christmas holidays, and hopefully an opportunity for them to get a lot of good experience in those two non-conference games.
Yeah, you have to think these are pretty big games after going through two very tough conference games of playing in St. Joseph against Missouri Western, playing in Warrensburg against Central Missouri, and losing both of those and getting down in the first quarter, not able to come out and recover. These will be good ones because you have a chance to get a few more days away with that six-day period between playing against Central then going to Quincy. But then on top of that, finals are over, no classes, we're hitting Christmas break. The only thing you have to focus on right now is basketball and going out and playing well and playing with that intensity that we saw early on in the season from this team. So, you know, Quincy comes in 2-6 overall. They haven't won a conference game yet, followed by McKendree, 2-5 overall, 0-2 in the GLVC. So, you know, these are two teams that you can go on the road, pick up big wins in their house, get a bit of a break, a breather during this Christmas break, and hopefully come out and respond in MIAA play. So despite not being conference games, I think these are big for this team's confidence going forward.
And again, those are coming up this weekend, and on Monday we'll have the broadcast of both of those right here on KXCV, KRNW, as well as the men's matchup on Tuesday from Owensboro, Kentucky. Again, we've got a lot coming up on the program tonight. We'll be talking track and field next from the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. And a reminder that support for our show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. When we come back, we'll be joined by an assistant coach with the Bearcat Track and Field Squad, Emily Peterson. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. The Memory Care Program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late-model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and business, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into Carson Sports Grill, downtown Maryville, part of the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Now talking Northwest Missouri State Indoor Track and Field with assistant coach Emily Peterson. And Emily, nice to have you on the show. Diving into the season already, a few meets under your belt, but kind of into that fun part of the season where you get some time off now, right? That's what you look forward to.
Yeah.
Get a few meets to where everybody can kind of get a feel for the season and then send them on home.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, Tell me what these first few meets we've seen. Bob Timmons challenged there at Kansas a few weeks back, and then last week seeing the team compete in Kearney as well as in Pittsburgh at the same time there. And what's your takeaway from these early meets?
Oh, we just put in a great fall, so I was really excited that they were able to get into both those meets really and put some things together early. And we talk a lot about just being able to connect things, and really you look for kids to do that later in the season, and I feel like we had a lot of kids in events across the board that were able to do that pretty early in the season. So, like I said, we were excited from that, and I think that's a good kind of showing of what they had done the fall, and good for them to see too and be able to get in there and get some confidence early moving into the season.
Stressful right now for you, Coach Lork, to kind of send everybody home, get ready to, I guess, get themselves ready for the next semester, but at the same time, not able to kind of monitor workouts and see everybody's doing.
Yeah, and we really have a good group of kids. So, I mean, as we're writing workouts and sending kids home for the next 3 weeks or 4 weeks, really, if you count finals week, Coach Lork and I both just have a lot of confidence that kids are going to go home and do their workouts. And obviously it's not going to be as intense as it would be if they were doing it here with the rest of their team. But like I said, I think we just have a good group of kids, and they'll be accountable for doing their workouts. And they know when we get right back into break that season starts. And like we head right to Nebraska for our first meet. So you could be lining up against right in between two Huskers, and I'll tell you what, they have done their training over a break, so.
Chance to kind of show yourself right there immediately, right?
Yeah, yep.
You look at Kearney just last weekend, and Audrey Wishman coming out winning the women's pentathlon there in Kearney, NCAA provisional total of 3,378 points. And when you see Audrey come out in the second meet of the year and be able to put up numbers like that and perform that well, what do you take away from that as a coach, especially someone that you're kind of expecting to perform well early and often?
Sure. Audrey just has tremendous potential in the pent and the heptathlon as we move into outdoors. So she put in a great fall too. So for her to get in there, and she didn't technically have a great meet at the Kearney meet, but she was just, she's in great shape running wise, obviously. And so that helps with her high jump and her long jump and everything really. But we're expecting her to just get a lot better and fine tune a lot of those events as we move through the season. And she just has a great attitude when it comes to training and putting in the work, and she's never been fearful of doing that. So that kind of personality characteristic in when you're in a multi-event like that is just so huge. So,
well, and you kind of mentioned at the luncheon a little bit earlier this week too that maybe not as technically sound as you want to see out of her, but you mentioned she's such a good athlete. What does she change? What does she improve upon as this season goes on, to where once the NCAA championships come up, she's ready to go?
Well, she'll just continue to get faster and stronger throughout the season, and in doing that, she'll be able to fine-tune a lot of the things that kind of were a little rough heading in the Kearney meet. So, like I said, this is just her second year doing the multi-event. She was just a high jumper for her first year, and so she really has the desire to want to do well in that event too. So as we go through the rest of the season, like I said, she'll be able to put some things together, and as she gets in better shape, that will just be a lot easier for her to do.
As a former All-American in the pentathlon, to see Northwest finishing 1-2 in that in the UNK meet with Maya Ganser right behind her, is that kind of a point of pride for you?
Yeah, absolutely. And Coach Lurgan and I have always just had a real soft spot in our hearts for the multis, and it's probably one of the events that we're definitely most passionate about. So, and those kids just, in all events, they work really hard, but multis just have to put in so many hours outside of just running workouts and weights. And we've always kind of prided our program and it being the best, having some of the best multis in our conference and in the nation. So, of course, that's always special when we have young girls, especially, that are able to get in there and kind of keep that going.
And speaking of multis, Kevin Schultz setting a school record in heptathlon there earlier this year, also hitting a provisional provisional number in the high jump in the season opener there at KU. What's Kevin bringing to the table, and you're seeing that of him here early in the season?
Kevin's just he's a tremendous guy to have in our program, and he has been since even when he was a freshman. He came out his sophomore year and won the conference in high jump and got himself on the provisional list and did all sorts of great things, and then he redshirted all last year. So I think in doing that, he really became definitive in what he wanted to accomplish the next 2 years throughout his time at Northwest. And again, he put in a tremendous summer and fall heading into the season. And he's kind of in the same boat as Audrey, as he just didn't technically look real great when we were at Kearney, but he ended up jumping higher than he did at KU. And I mean, running wise, he's just in tremendous shape. So you're able to put together, you know, a good score when that's the foundation that you've laid. So, and we just have really high expectations for Kevin and what he's going to do, and his expectations for what he wants to do are even higher for himself. So he's just a great kid and just has tremendous work ethic, and we really, really love having him in our program.
Whenever you have athletes coming out and performing this well, this early on, how do the expectations change a little bit once the Hughes Fieldhouse is up and running, and this time next year you've had a little bit more time to actually be in it and get that experience?
Yeah, I mean, that's just going to be so huge for us. It's going to be huge for a recruiting factor and obviously a little bit of revenue for the track side of things, but really for the kids that we have now. I mean, having them be able to train in there and stay healthy throughout the winter, and that's been something that's always kind of been hit or miss for us and a little bit of a stretch to do as we go through the indoor season. So that's just going to be, I mean, really special for the kids that we have now that are going to be able to use that. And I'll be really excited to see what they're able to do. I mean, even at these early meets after we have a place like that to train in, let alone to train in there for, you know, the rest of the winter. So that's going to be huge for us.
Was that talked about at all whenever you were an athlete here, of if that was right around the corner, and how would that change you maybe as an athlete to have that to train in?
It wasn't when I was an athlete, but when I started coaching, then they kind of started talking about it, and we realized that, okay, this is realistic. This is going to be in our future, and this is going to be something that's going to be part of our program, and very few track programs have a 300-meter track. So that will definitely bump us to the next tier, and, you know, with that obviously will come some expectations and some pressures, but I think with the group of kids that we have now, they're a great foundation group for us to be able to get to the next level of what we want to be at a conference level and on a national level.
We're talking Northwest Missouri State track and field with Emily Peterson, assistant coach for the Bearcats here. Student guest this evening, Dustin Ellis, a junior from Stanbury. Also, Haley Craig, a sophomore from Eagleville. Tell me about Dustin and Haley a little bit, but also the chance to recruit players here from local communities and bring them into Maryville. And there's plenty of athletes from outside the region that want to come in and compete here, but whenever you can keep some of those ones at home, that's be kind of nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we really do. I've always had kind of a soft spot in my heart for our small-town kids just because they've done such great things in our program. Dustin and Haley are just great examples of that. I mean, both from really small schools with and multi-sport athletes, so they've never spent a bunch of time being able to focus on track. Or, I mean, Dustin hurdles and Haley throws, which are both technical events, you know, so they've kind of had very little amount of time to work on those when they were in high school too. So, I mean, getting both those kids in our program were huge, and I mean, we can continue to recruit kids like that. I mean, like I said, those are the kind of kids that we really enjoy working with, and we've seen them do really great things when they've been at Northwest. So now having a facility like we're going to get, I mean, hopefully they'll just be able to do those things a lot earlier. And Dustin and Haley are kind of rare examples of that because they both had tremendous freshman years too. And I think sometimes it takes the kids a couple years to kind of get adjusted and make that transition. And they both, I mean, really made that transition really, really quickly.
It does seem like sometimes too, you get it from bigger city kids as well, but the small town kids, sometimes you see that blue-collar work ethic come out maybe a little bit sooner, especially early on that freshman year. So
yeah,
exciting
absolutely.
To see them kind of develop and go on throughout their career.
Yeah.
So, Emily, appreciate your time this
Thanks
evening.
For,
yeah. Good luck in the second half, and Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
That's Emily Peterson, Northwest Missouri State Assistant Track Coach. Bearcats back in action on January 12th and 13th in the Graduate Classic from Lincoln, Nebraska. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, John Coffey will be back to talk more about Northwest Track and Field here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Continuing to talk indoor track and field, and we've got a couple of athletes from the track and field teams with us, and Haley Craig and Dustin Ellis. And guys, first of all, good to have you with us on our program here this evening.
Thank you.
And I know, looking at your bios, both of you are nearby. And, of course, Emily talked a little bit about this during that last break. But Dustin from Stanbury and Haley coming over from the North Harrison and the Eagleville area. So Haley, just talk a little bit about the reason that you wanted to come to Northwest Missouri State.
I really just wanted to continue on with my athletic career in Northwest. Seemed like a good option to me. I didn't really want to go too far away from home, so it worked out good.
And just tell us a little bit about some of the things so far that you've been doing in the throwing events right now, and tell us how things have gone for you.
Yep, we had our first meet at KU a couple weeks ago. It did better than I expected, actually. I just learned the new technique of the spin and shot put and tried it out for the first time, and it worked well. So hopefully continue working on that and getting better. So,
how much fun is it to be able to go indoors at this time of year and meets like this as opposed to just being an outdoor season coming from the area here?
It's different. It's definitely a different thing to get used to, but I still prefer outdoor over indoor, honestly. But it's fun to work all year round instead of just one part of the year. So,
all right, and Dustin, again, coming from Stanbury, let's just talk about your reasons to come over to Northwest Missouri State.
The biggest thing for me was the how close I was to it and how close-knit the community is. Coming from Stanbury, I felt that as a really good transfer over.
And just talk a little bit about some of the events you're in, listed as a herbivore. Just kind of talk a little bit about some things you've been concentrating on since coming here.
Well, now that we're in indoor, I also have a new technique. I'm starting off with a different leg. And we went to this first meet, big meet, KU, D1, nice facility. Ended up going into the race. I thought it was great. Ended up, when I saw my time, I was really close to a personal record. So I thought it was a good thing to start with for the season.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Just making that step up and getting a chance to compete in a facility such as that, what did that mean to you as well?
Yeah. We were used to go to Kearney whenever Coach told us about this KU meet coming up, but it really got me amped up for a big meet coming up and took some time and our team really prepared for it. And I think a lot of us, including myself, showed how hard we've been working.
Now, coming from a small school, one of the things Emily talked about and as well is that you have an opportunity to be involved in a lot of different sports besides just track and field. And for both of you guys, just tell us a little bit about some of the things you've been involved with coming in here.
Well, we have our 8-man football at Stanbury, and we also had our basketball, both of which are classified as A1.
Class 1, yeah.
And for the last 3 years of my high school career, we ended up going to state each of those years. So it's been a very busy season for all around track, basketball, football. And I thought it ended up being a good experience to come here with.
Hey, guys, a couple of state titles out of this, too, didn't you? We're coming through here, so.
Yes, and that was very surprising. None of us were really expecting it, and 1 year took off. And from there, each class kept stepping up, and we had better and better athletes coming in.
And Haley, just talk a little bit about some things you were involved with at North Harrison.
Yep, I was involved in softball, basketball, and track in high school. I think the most important thing about being a multi-sport athlete was like the teamwork aspect of other sports. You just have to work as a team to get things done, and I think it's really important to learn that through high school. So, yeah, our softball team did pretty good. We made it to the sectional game all 4 years of my high school career. Never made it further than that, but it was still a pretty good accomplishment.
And let's just talk about what you got coming up. You got a meet in Lincoln, Nebraska, the Graduate Classic coming up here a little bit after the Christmas break, the 12th and 13th. And how do you, for both of you here, but first, Haley, how do you prepare for this with the break coming, trying to get some workouts in on your own day? Come back and be ready
yeah,
to go for
the main thing is just work on the training aspect over break for sure. Keep yourself in shape and everything. And then when meet time comes, for me, I try not to overthink things when meet time comes just because I perform better like that. So focus on that, hopefully.
And Dustin, as far as you go, what's some of the things you want to try to do during the break?
I'm going to try staying up on my workouts. What's nice is how close I live to Northwest, and the coaches that can get us into the facilities. And what's really nice is having an indoor facility with all the hurdles coming back from outdoor season, because we only have an outdoor track in Stanbury, so it's really nice to have access to that.
And how much fun are you guys looking forward to when you see that big building going up on campus just to the west of Bearcat Arena and the football facility? Now, because that's got to be a big help for you guys coming up when that thing's completed next summer.
Yeah, super excited about that new facility.
I think that it's really going to keep us healthy so we don't have to be out in the cold with the hurdles.
Yeah, this time of year it's a little rough out there, isn't it?
Yep.
And let's just talk, besides athletically, on the academic side. Haley, just tell us a little bit about what you're interested in major-wise and what you see as your future.
I'm majoring in applied health, exercise science. What I hope to do is to be determined still, so I'm just really interested in exercising and what it can do for the body and things like that.
Now, if I understand right, both of you are freshmen, is that correct? From an freshman this year, is that right? Or
I'm a sophomore.
Okay, yep. They had you listed here. But so you've been in a couple of years here. Just talk a little bit about making the adjustments, and is it a lot easier adjustment now as a sophomore?
It is, especially since there's kind of a tight-knit between the track team. You kind of know everyone now, and everyone's kind of like family, so it's easier to get along with.
And as far as you, Dustin, just kind of talk a little bit about that adjustment coming in now. It's a year or so into your program here.
Coming in now, I know what to expect, and especially with coaches' workouts, we can really adjust as a team for each practice, and I try to stay up on it even on my own time throughout the summer.
And academically, what's your major?
I'm actually double majored. I ended up adding a major this year. I started off with biology, psychology, and now I'm in a biomed major. At the moment, I'm looking at cardiology after this.
nothing too tough for that, huh?
Be a long time.
Yeah, it looks like be a very interesting field as well.
It will be.
All right. As far as goals for the rest of your seasons this year, winter-wise, and then getting into the outdoor, what type of goals do you have?
I would like, if I could, try to get back at a shot at the conference meet, and then after that, if I can provo, have just as much luck as I did with outdoor last season, that would be nice, and try to repeat, maybe step up, go to nationals. That'd be awesome.
All right. And Haley, as far as you, what kind of goals do you have for the rest of the season?
Obviously, just keep improving on technique and everything, keep getting better in that aspect, and as he said, I would like to provo by the end of this indoor season too, in shot put or weight, either one. So we'll see how that goes.
All right. Well, guys, thanks a lot for bringing us this on the show tonight.
Thank you.
All right. That's Haley Craig as well as Dustin Ellis with us on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll be back. Turn our attention to basketball right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball now with head coach Buck Shield. Coach, coming off a couple games against Central Missouri and Missouri Western, a couple tough road losses there, but a chance to get a little bit more of a breather, get yourself ready, then go on the road for a couple non-conference games. What are these 5-6 days in between Central Missouri and Quincy been like for you?
I'd say breather is probably the best way to put that. You know, after that opening weekend at home against Northeastern State, Central Oklahoma, and then turn around and go to Western, to Central. That's two pretty tough road teams, and so, you know, to have this week off and just be able to focus on finals and focus on practice was good timing, I guess, going into this second stretch or this last stretch of road games here right before break.
And, you know, throughout a high school season, there are tournaments. There are some weeks that are a little more heavy than others. But I'm sure that most of your young girls getting their first experience of college basketball probably weren't quite ready for the rigors of an MIAA schedule and night in, night out, having to be ready to go and play against some of those teams. Are you seeing them kind of get a feel for what that's like, but then also going into Christmas break, a chance to make sure they're getting 100% ready for that stretch run?
Yeah, that's one thing that we're talking about, or we will be talking about once this weekend gets finished up. And, you know, I think once we started that four-game stretch of conference games, it was a significant wake-up call for them, just because it's, you know, it was their first round of conference games and two at home, two on the road. And so, you know, they get to that point, you know, especially with the conference stuff, you don't know what to expect. You know, obviously at home, it's a home game, so you should be more comfortable, but there's, you know, just added intensity, added, you know, focus on those games. And so, you know, to get through that stretch and then have two non-conference games here to finish out will hopefully kind of let them just kind of relax, not necessarily fully relax, but like I said, kind of take a deep breath and just, you know, think about basketball, especially once finals get finished up. We've got a couple that I think have a few that they got tomorrow morning. And then after that, we'll be hitting the road, and it's just basketball we got to think about. So, you know, once we get to Quincy, you know, we can really just kind of settle in and focus on the task at hand.
Well, and we caught up with you there at the media lunch a little earlier in the week talking about that. And, you know, it's good to be able to separate and just say, hey, we're just worrying about basketball for this weekend and be able to look forward to that. But at the same time, the Christmas break getting started a little bit later and making sure the team's focused for that. What's that focus been like so far throughout this week?
You know, it hasn't been too bad. You know, obviously with several freshmen, you know, it's their first week of college finals. And, you know, for your upperclassmen, you know, these finals are getting tougher because they're, you know, getting further into their majors and things like that. And so, you know, practice-wise, we've had, you know, some time to, you know, look at a few different things and make some adjustments of, you know, maybe some areas that we were really struggling in to try to take advantage of some personnel and whatnot. But, you know, going into this weekend's games, you never know really what to expect, because with kind of how things have gone here lately, you know, my biggest fear is that we've already had some people check out and just want to go home. And, you know, so that's one thing that's been discussed throughout this week is, you know, stay focused, stay locked in through these next two games here, and then you'll have time to really, really relax and just kind of rest physically and mentally with basketball.
We're talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball with head coach Buck Shield. You look at those first two conference games, Northeastern and UCO at home, and just that defensive intensity kind of was very evident there and kind of set the tone. Going to a couple tough places to play in Missouri Western and Central Missouri, they were able to come out, hit some shots early, and take momentum. How crucial is that, going to a Quincy and McKendry, of setting that tone early and just kind of working off it all game?
Well, that'll be very, very important. You know, you look at both of these teams. They, you know, if you look at current records right now, we're all three of us are very similar. But on the other hand, we're going on the road to their place, and you know that they're going to have that same mindset that we are, that, you know, we want to end this first semester on a good note. And so, you know, for us, we just have to make sure that we're focused and ready to go and haven't checked out for break, just because it's very easy for that to happen. And, you know, we're just going to have to, you know, get them pumped up as much as possible and get them prepared. That way, come Saturday evening, we can hit the floor and get things started off like we need to.
Taking on Quincy on Saturday afternoon. Quincy comes in 2-6 overall. Leading scorer is Annika Webster, 13 points per game. Their next leading scorer drops down to 6 points per ball game. And Webster shoots just 26.9% from the floor. So we've seen you run some man-to-man, some 2-3 matchup zone. Is this kind of focus on her and take her out of the game plan?
Honestly, it's going to have to be a little mix of everything.
Yep.
You know, their roster is a young roster. They've got some upperclassmen. But the one thing about this team is they play extremely hard. You can see that on film. And, you know, she's obviously going to be somebody that we're going to have to focus on. But on the other hand, their other guards are pretty good size compared to us. And so, you know, they like to stop and post and work the ball inside to their bigger guards. And so we're going to have to be mixing things up defensively, but then also make sure that we have really good help side rotations and communication. That way people don't get exposed for those mismatches. And, you know, for us, we just have to go out and we've got to play a lot harder and be a lot more competitive than what we have been.
And you look ahead to McKendry after that. You look into them too much, but what kind of challenges do they present as well?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing for them too is they're, you know, they've got a similar roster. You know, they're a team who has been in some close games and has really challenged some people, and then they've been blown out as well. And so, you know, going into that game, you know, with that being the last game, and, you know, they'll be fresh. We'll be coming off of a game 2 days prior. You know, that's going to be our biggest focus, is just really digging deep and just finding everything that we can to, you know, control with what we're doing. And I think if we can come out with the effort and have really good communication and just really have to make them work for everything offensively, you know, that's going to give us a chance. Because I think that's one area where, you know, defensively at times we're pretty solid, but then at times we're pretty bad. And so, you know, right now we have to get a lot better at one or the other, offense or defense, for sure. And I think we're fixing some things offensively, but defensively we've got to find a way to dial things in and just have a lot more communication and just play a lot better team defense.
Northwest Missouri State taking on Quincy on Saturday afternoon, followed by McKendry on Monday, that Illinois swing before wrapping up things before Christmas break. We talked with Coach Mack earlier in the week, kind of got his opinion, but do you say that Die Hard's a Christmas movie?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
We can end the show right now.
Yeah.
Probably,
you know, that's
funny to hear.
That's definitely a show. If it's on during this time of year or any part of the year, I'm probably going to watch it.
It just kind of fills you with Christmas.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Yep, it does. You know, nothing's better than an action-packed festive movie.
Buck Shield, a.k.a. John McClain, joining us here on the KXCB Bearcat Coach Show. Appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
That is head coach Buck Shield. Northwest taking on Quincy on Saturday, McKendry on Monday. We'll take a quick break, and John Coffey will return with head coach Ben McComb to get their thoughts on Die Hard and the Bearcat men's basketball team.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslinFarmHome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville and joined by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Ben, good to see you again.
Hey, John, great to see you. So I just got done eating, and I think I came up with a new burger for Carson.
Yeah.
Okay, so I ordered the mushroom Swiss, but I also had the buffalo wings with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I put the buffalo sauce on the burger.
Yeah.
So I think we've got a new sandwich that could probably be named after me.
Yeah, it ought to.
Yeah.
The McCollum burger?
Yeah. Something like Benny Mac, something like that is what my wife came up with. So
yeah,
I think that'd be a good idea.
Now, what's the deal with you and mushrooms? On Tuesday at the luncheon we go to, it seems like you've got a mushroom pizza coming every Tuesday.
I just enjoy them. Yeah. Yeah, I used to go mushroom hunting when I was a kid with my grandpa, so, you know, obviously those are really good mushrooms, though.
Yeah. Now, we've got to settle something here. Just before the break, Trenton over there asked Buck about his Die Hard being a Christmas movie. Just wanted Buck's opinion on this, and he claims that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
He asked me, and it's not.
I agree, I understand.
It's got a Christmas theme to it, but it's not positive. It's gory. It's just It's not a Christmas movie. It's absolutely not.
No, it's definitely not A Wonderful Life. That's for sure.
No. So Matt is completely and utterly wrong. Very rarely is he wrong, but this time he is.
And the beauty of this is he's not on mic, so he can't defend himself either. So.
Absolutely.
Now, another question I have for you with the holiday season is, I was told to ask you about putting up your Christmas lights and how you get the lights up on your roof there.
Well, I go and I grab my cell phone and I scroll through it, and it's usually towards the top because his name is Andy Peterson.
Uh-huh.
And I call him and I say, "Hey, Andy, I can't get up on the roof because I'm scared of heights. Can you come put up my lights?" So then he climbs the ladder onto my roof and he puts up my lights for me.
Yeah.
And then my wife and him make fun of me for the entire year. So now everybody's going to make fun of me.
Well, the important thing is you got it done, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk a little basketball now. What do you say?
There you go.
All right. The big win for you on Sunday afternoon down in Warrensburg against Central Missouri, and one of those games where the team was really locked in from the very start.
Absolutely. I thought defensively in particular, we were really, you know, what we say, impose our will. I think it's a mentality defensively that when we impose our will and we have that mentality, we're pretty difficult to beat. I thought in that game we really brought it defensively to start. And again, I think that engages us offensively, allows us to hit shots. We take care of the basketball, and then, you know, it just becomes so overwhelming for the opponent because we're so difficult to stop regardless of how engaged we are offensively. I mean, regardless of how ready we are to play, we're still tough to stop. Our offense will be there. But defensively, if you add that piece to it, we'd become almost impossible because you have to prepare. You have to figure out, okay, well, how do we score on them? Well, then how do we stop them? And so you have to prepare for both. And we don't necessarily have to change a lot because we do what we do regardless of the opponent.
I thought one of the things, just watching Central as that game went along, was just how frustrated some of their guys were that they tend to, and when you look at them statistically, get some points on the board, and they were just really frustrated as that game went along, just trying, maybe sometimes rushing shots and doing some things just to try to get their shots off.
Yeah, I think the speed, we really sped them up. I thought we were real active with our hands. Felt like we got a lot of steals, a lot of deflections, a lot of rips, we call them. And I thought that speeds you up, and it makes you question passes. And so it kind of affects your flow and your rhythm offensively. When you can affect a team's flow and rhythm offensively, shots that you'd normally hit, open or not open, they're more difficult to make because you're either sped up, you're second-guessing things. And so then naturally, over time, we just wear you out and obviously frustrate you because you're not hitting shots that you normally hit.
One thing that's nice to see out of this, and I'm pretty sure you expected to see this as the season goes along, but Ryan Welty looked like he got on track offensively down there.
Yes, thankfully. Yeah, we need that guy to play well, and he did. He started hitting shots, and I think he even had a little drive, I want to say in the second half maybe. Defensively, he's been better than last year, considerably better than last year. His length really bothers people. So, you know, we're not worried there. We just needed him to hit shots because when you've got a guy that if you leave him open, he's going to make it, that's tough because it attracts so much defense and really spaces it out for us to get layups. And then when you leave him, we count on him to make it, essentially. If he's open, it should be in, and he hadn't. As much as he had in the past this season, but I felt like that game, I think, gave him some confidence going into Lincoln Memorial and on to the conference.
Another guy that's been playing good basketball really from the start of the season is Ryan Hawkins. I think he gives you a little bit of lift coming off the bench here.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, Ryan, Ryan's one of those kids that, you know, so we're in the game and completely ran our play wrong. He's so instinctual. He just plays. He just has fun. He's always happy. And he's supposed to do something else on the play. And finally I yell at him. I get his attention. And he kind of looks at me like, I didn't screw it up kind of look. And then he just starts running around like crazy. So he sets the screen. And then all of a sudden he hits a shot. And it's like, jeez. he just does so many things well, and he's so into the game, and he has such a high motor that just good things happen for him offensively and defensively. And then, you know, some of it is just like we don't try to run quite as much right now with him in the game. Just, you know, you kind of just have to let him play with his instincts and play with his motor and let Ryan be Ryan. And defensively is where he's really grown. I mean, he gets a lot of steals, a lot of hands on balls. He's very deceptively long, and he's got great eye-hand coordination, so he's able to get hands on balls that most people can't.
One of the things he kind of reminds me of Xavier a little bit is just the energy level he brings onto the floor when he comes out and gets some playing time.
Yes, high motor kid, different kinds, you know, where Ryan's just high motor, happy, just goes out and plays and has fun. And Zave has fun, too. Zave's really kind of a dominant mentality, wants to really impose his will on you and kind of get after you. So a little bit different, but the energy's the same.
One of the things in that game that you had to juggle around a bit was some foul trouble where you had some guys pick up some early fouls, but you're able to make it work throughout the entire game where you had a pretty good lineup out on the floor regardless of the fact that you had some guys battling a little bit of foul issues.
And we've said that. We have some good depth and kids that I feel like come out and compete and can play at a high level. And you know, quite frankly, it might have helped us a little bit just because when Brett went out, I believe we played Ryan at the five. Well, Ryan can shoot. So it is so difficult to defend our ball screens when you have a shooter setting them and your five's guarding our shooter. And it just becomes almost impossible. And so our offense got a lot better, and defensively we were so locked in it really didn't matter who we played because everybody was into it. So it kind of helped us a little bit. especially in the first half, get some easy buckets.
When you see a game like that where there is such a wide disparity between the team fouls for both teams, how much of that is just the type of defense the two teams are playing where they get into that situation, and how much of it is just the way the officials interpret the game there?
I don't really buy into 10-2, 10-1 fouls. I never have. I just, it's never going to be. They try to equal it out, which I think is a bad idea because it shouldn't be equal because one team fouls more than the other generally. You just want it fair. Could they have called a few more fouls? Looking back on film, they probably fouled us a few more times, but I didn't think it was. Those are three of my favorite officials, and I didn't think it was poorly officiated at all. It's just one of those deals, and part of it is what they're looking for. And maybe we were doing what they were looking for, and they weren't. They had some moving screens, stuff like that, that they probably didn't call on them. Well, maybe they just weren't looking for those that game. Maybe they're looking for something more specific. And so, 10-2. I've never really bought into it in regards to that.
And sometimes it's just a case where, let's just say the other team just doesn't play that aggressive a defense or play aggressive enough for they would be picking up some fouls.
Yeah, that's one of it. But generally the aggressive team gets the calls. That's what I've found is if you're aggressive, you'll get the calls. I thought of the 11 fouls that they called on us in the first half, I thought they were all fouls. Did I think that they fouled us a few more times? Yeah, but we probably fouled them a few more times too. It's just how it is. I didn't think that was... I probably couldn't say it on air regardless, but I didn't really read into it a whole lot. I've kind of gotten over that. I used to kind of be a crybaby with the officials, and so my first couple years, so I've kind of gotten over it a little bit. I don't really pay attention much.
Well, you've got finals week this week, which is wrapping up, and a chance now to get preparation time against a pretty big matchup coming up next week. We'll talk a little bit about that later, but what's been some of the things that you do during finals week to help the team?
Make them study and get good grades. would be the first theme. We try to keep practice fairly tempoed, so it goes a little bit shorter than usual, but it's probably quite a bit harder where it's about an hour, 15, hour and a half, and it's very tempoed, so you go from thing to thing to thing very quickly so that their energy's up. And don't try to put in a lot of new things. Don't try to teach a ton during that time period, and then make sure they're well rested for the finals.
Again, we are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, talking with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll come back and talk about the Lincoln Memorial matchup right after this timeout from Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we go on, we've got a couple prizes to hand out and a couple winners in our crowd here this evening. Brett Maupin, along with Sam Smith, are winners here. And if Brett and Sam can come over and see the folks over to my left and pick up your prizes tonight from the student body here in Maryville. And again, with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, a big game coming up on Tuesday. The 1-4 teams in the nation meet in Northwest and in Lincoln Memorial. First of all, just give us a little bit of background about how this game got set up.
Well, we played Lincoln Memorial in the Final Four last season, and both of us were looking for games. I actually called Bellarmine and tried to set something up. I've called quite a few schools, and no one really had a lot of interest in playing us, and so ended up calling Coach Schertz, and we couldn't really decide on who would get the first home game, and so we're like, well, let's just go with a neutral site. Let's meet. It's close to halfway. They actually have to come from South Carolina though, because they have a game before that, and we're just like, you know, strength of schedule. It's going to help strengthen the schedule quite a bit, you know, and then obviously, hopefully you can improve because of it, just because both teams are good.
Just a one-off here with Lincoln, or are you going to try to make this a two-year type of deal?
Oh, probably 1 year. Yeah, we'll just keep it 1 year, and because we lose a lot for next year, John. So we'll keep it 1 year, and we'll see what happens next year.
All right, sounds good there. Now let's just talk about the game. You're facing a team that put some points up on the board, 156 points earlier this week in a game, and just talk about what you're looking for out of Lincoln Memorial.
Hopefully not 156 points. I that would be a tough day for me. they play fast. You know, they're going to take quick shots. They're very talented, very well coached. They play extremely hard. Actually, defensively, they're pretty good too. That's what I don't think they get a lot of credit defensively. They've got very good individual defenders. You know, our objective is to just play our style. That league isn't exactly strong, you know, from top to bottom. They've got a couple teams. Lincoln Memorial obviously could win any league in the country. And then I believe Queens is in their league as well, out of North Carolina. Both those two teams could win any league in the country. They're both really good. But outside of that, you know, it's not overly strong league. So part of that, putting up that amount of points, is just who they were playing. But they played really well as well.
What are some of the keys that you try to do against a team that can score like that?
Guard them. Yeah.
No,
you got to get back in transition. You got to set your defense consistently. You need to score on them. You know, I think when you score on teams that really push the pace, it puts a premium on half-court offense, and it puts a premium on offensive efficiency. And what I mean by offensive efficiency, it's points per possession. What they do is get quantity, so they get a lot of possessions, and they're able to take the shots that they want. Well, the way we play is we get very few possessions, and we want great shots. So if you can force them to play your style of basketball, play in the half court, force them to take great shots, and see if they can make great shots, you know, then you've got yourself a chance.
All right. Well, probably better let you get back to that burger that you invented over.
I've already eaten it. It was great. It was fantastic. Yeah, try one.
All right. You're going to make a repeat of it next time we have the show?
Yeah, not sure. I might switch it up a little bit, but depends on if they name it after me or not.
You have to do a little work on that.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We're rejoined by Matt Trenton. And Matt, Bearcat women, a couple big games coming up. They'll be in Quincy, Illinois Saturday to face Quincy University. That's 5:30 tip, and we'll have that broadcast beginning at 5:10 with our pregame, and then a trip over to Lebanon, Illinois, right outside St. Louis on Monday evening as Northwest faces McKendree in a 6 o'clock start there. And then, of course, on Tuesday, it's Bearcat men's basketball, 6 o'clock tip-off Northwest and Lincoln Memorial. So some big games coming up for both the Bearcat men and women in the next few days.
Yeah, a chance for the women to come out and get a couple big non-conference wins, build up some confidence before Christmas break officially hits. And then on the other side, a top-five game there in men's Division II basketball there, Northwest and Lincoln Memorial. So should be a fun weekend.
I think so. And we'll have a little bit of time off here due to the Christmas holidays. We'll pick things back up with the coaches show after the first of the year. So, again, off for a week or two, but back for more as we go into the meat of the basketball schedule after first of January.
Yep, should be a lot of fun. And you got to have a fun trip going from Illinois down through Kentucky, but
get to see a lot of countryside.
That's right. Enjoy that.
All right. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast here tonight at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. For Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's.